Austin, Gucci, Fia, Rucci, don't forget my Gucci. Fendi and Armani, God, I miss Gianni. Kenneth Cole, Michael Kors, Mr. Ford, I can't afford. D&G and BCBG, looking good is never easy. Alexander.
Hey guys, it's that time. It's M Time on the Air. The program you're listening to may contain language or material that are considered offensive. Those views are expressed with those of the DJ, not necessarily those of WDOT or the WDOT station members. We therefore carefully advise you to consider whether you or your children should be listening. How is everyone's holiday? I hope it was great. So that was Fashionista by Jimmy James, and I'm just going to get into a quick little thing, and then we'll get into this episode. I have a lot of goodies planned. So that was Fashionista by Jimmy James. Sorry if anything was copyrighted, said like basically every single brand you could think of. And that song, I heard it once in eighth grade, and literally that's the song that really got me into drag. Like, I was always really into drag, but that's the song that really made me into drag. You get what I'm saying? So basically, I hope everyone had a happy holidays. I was really sad to be away from radio this long. I hope that we got, you know, girls, we got so many viewers. So to those of you who listen to the show and listen to it completely throughout, or just listen to half of it and are going to continue to listen, thank you so much. You guys are literally the best ever. If you guys ever want to say anything to me, ever want to hear something in particular on the show, please tweet me at Emily Sandman with two N's at the end of the Sandman, or comment on any of my posts or anything. It's .mtime on Instagram. That's the blog of the podcast. And basically, you just find out all the fashion stuff and everything. Because I feel like in this particular show, it's very hard to do fashion and talk about fashion as easy as maybe it would be to have like a YouTube channel. Because you can't really see what I'm discussing unless you pause it and like look it up on Google who I'm talking about. And that's actually pretty funny because I am doing a fashion review show, and I feel like we haven't done one of these in so long, so I'm actually really stoked and excited to do one because it's been so long. And the last one that I did, I found it didn't work as well the way I formatted it because I had a hard time discussing it. It just wasn't a good fit. So I have a different way of how I organized it, and I hope it goes well. Please let me know if it goes well, and let me know if you want more of this type of episode, because I'd be more than happy to do it. I'm just afraid that people don't really love it that much. Okay, so let's get into it. So the past weekend was the Golden Globes. I know this is a little late to discuss it, but this is the only time I was able to get into the radio room. So the Golden Globes, let's discuss, let's talk about it. I didn't really watch the actual award show because it was high-key not that exciting. But I did watch all of the red carpet, of course, because that's the time that we really care about. That's the part of the award show that I think everyone cares about more than the actual awards. But I will touch on the awards a little bit. Apparently, I've talked to a couple people, and it's been rigged. What does that even mean, necessarily? So, the people who vote for what they want. So, for example, if you have a bunch of movies, like, we'll do... These movies are from so long ago, but these are the only movies that are popping into my head because I know that they are Golden Globe nominations at some point, I'm pretty sure. Call Me By Your Name, Manchester by the Sea, Shape of Water, and Boyhood. Those movies are so random. They all came out in different years. That's actually so random. So the Academy votes. So let's just say, of course, I would vote for Call Me By Your Name. So I would watch all the movies. I'm assuming this is how it works. And then I vote for that. So the Academy is like the foreign... It's from an organization called like the Foreign Something Something. So they voted for all of the foreign movies. And I did watch this part of the show where it was a bunch of like comedy shows being nominated. And then it was all famous people. It was like Henry Winkler, I think he was the Fonzie, right? I could be wrong. Please don't get mad if I'm wrong. I'm definitely wrong. Okay, whatever. So it was Henry. It was him. And then it was Bill Hader for another one. And then maybe it was Paul Rudd. I don't remember. But it was a bunch of people I didn't know. But my mom knew all of them because I'm horrible with knowing names. Well, of celebrities. And it was some other, like, guy that nobody's ever heard of. I literally turned to my mom and I'm like, literally, who is this? Because I've never heard of this guy. And he won, and everyone was kind of clapping, but you could tell everyone was kind of salty because no one's ever heard of this guy. No one's ever heard of the show that he was in. So people think that it's rigged because no one knew who he was, but everyone knew that he was like some foreign guy or he's on like a foreign show. So basically, what's the opinion there? Also, I heard that for like, sorry if I say like, or I'm really out of practice, but for the animation, also, like, it was Frozen, Toy Story 4, something else, I don't remember, but it was a real, like, it was a real movie that, like, we've heard of. Oh, it was The Lion King, and it was another foreign movie, or some animation movie that nobody's heard of, and everyone expected Frozen to win, and this random one that no one's heard of won, and it was just weird. So, basically, that's that. But we're going to get into the cool looks now. And let's get into it. So, we can't have an award show recap discussion without discussing Billy Porter. Now, last year, he wore his famous tuxedo dress made by Christian Siriano, which is camp all the way. Everyone knows I love camp. I love being over-exaggerated, extra over the moon, everything. So, I did love his tuxedo look. Don't get me wrong, he slayed. However, I personally wasn't the biggest fan of it. I feel like people put more stock into it than it actually deserved. Like, yeah, it deserved all the credit that it got for sure. But after a week or so, it's very iconic. But again, since I'm into drag, I've seen that look before because tons of drag queens have done a tuxedo dress. As maybe it wasn't as well made as Christian Siriano's is, however, definitely I believe that Billy Porter slayed. However, I think this year's episode was so much better this year's look was so much better. He wore a Alex Vinash tuxedo with feathers kind of going out into a skirt. So it was all white, and it's a suit jacket that's all white, but then the bottom of the jacket just drapes into feathers. And then his shoes were Jimmy Choo with white satin and crystals, which I loved. And he was wearing Tiffany & Co. jewelry, which was his dragonfly brooch and some rings and necklace and earrings. Of course, I love dragonflies. I love butterflies. So I definitely gave this look everything because it deserved everything and I loved it. I also love the tux. I like how he mixed he made his, like, a normal masculine look very feminine. And I'm very into feathers, too. Feathers are the type of thing, it's a very controversial type of applique in the fashion world because they could come out really tacky or looking spectacular and could really jazz up the actual outfit. So I definitely appreciated that. I love a feather. Honestly, my bat mitzvah dress almost had feathers. I love it. I actually want to wear feathers at prom in some form, whether it's on my shoes, on my bag. I definitely love feathers. I think they're so fun, so camp. And sorry if I'm trying to figure out the volume for the microphone, so please just bear with me if it's really bad. I'm sorry for that little switch off. And I definitely just, this look really just rocked it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yes, honey, work. I did, again, like it better than the tuxedo dress because it's been done before, but it hasn't been done on as big of a platform as it was shown on Billy Porter. So going back to that, I do understand why it got as much recognition as it did. But after a month, I was kind of like, okay, I'm over it. I've seen it so many times done. And it may have not been done as well or as camp or as feminine as Billy Porter has done, but I guarantee someone this year did a tuxedo dress kind of look, but a different style. It wasn't as out and flared as Billy's was last year. But no, this look definitely gave it to me. It definitely gave me everything I was looking for. And I like the white. White was white and black, honestly, were the colors this year. I don't understand why, but it just was. I think it's a little bland, but the way that Billy did it, you couldn't do it in a different color. If it was a different color, the eye would have just been so overwhelmed. And also the feathers are so, for pictures, for example, the feathers are shown better in the white than maybe if he did a green or a darker color. But I would never suggest Billy doing a darker color because his skin is so dark. And again, we love that. I honestly wish I had like that skin tone because they could honestly wear any color and look fabulous in it. But for a darker skin tone, I don't suggest wearing, I suggest staying away from darker colors just because you would look, it pops so well when you wear a whiter color. So, Billy, hats off to you. Honestly, this might be my favorite look or one of my favorite looks. It was definitely a 10 out of 10. Would recommend. And it was definitely just, I feel like this deserves more recognition because also I don't think a lot of people have done feathers on the carpet before. So, definitely, Billy, you get the M Time approval. Now, next up I have is my sixth grade love of my life. He was the before Timothy Chalamet. It's Ansel Elgort. I was obsessed with The Fault in Our Stars when I was younger, so I had a ginormous little crush on Ansel Elgort. And it's so funny because he actually went to LaGuardia as well as Timothy Chalamet, and I think they're pretty good friends. So I guess, like, an apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If you're listening to this, Ansel or Timothy, hey, ew, that was so gross, ew, okay, we have to perk up a little bit. I feel like it's really dark today. I think it's supposed to rain, so I think I'm very in, like, the chill mode, but I need to get pumping. Let's get it up. You know, I'm gonna stand up right now. Okay, she's standing, folks. Okay, so Ansel Elgort strolled up to the red carpet. See, standing help actually helps. So he strolled up to the red carpet like with a navy velvet velour. Is velvet and velour the same thing? I can't decide because I think velour is more like terry cloth, but sorry, that's like a side note. But some people say like velvet, like velour, you know, like velour. That's like actually really fun to say. Everyone say it with me. Velour. Sasha Velour. Yes, let's do it. Sasha Velour was the season 9 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. Do your research, honey. So, he was wearing a stunning velvet navy suit by Tom Ford, who, again, recognition. I feel like he doesn't get as much recognition as he used to. And the history of Tom Ford is actually really, really interesting. If you care, I will do a fashion history lesson. I love fashion history. Haute couture was invented by Charles Frederick Worth. Yes, your girl knows her stuff. Okay, sorry to get off task, but are we surprised? No. So he also strolled up. He was, and what made me so attracted wasn't the velvet, it was the brooch that he had, because what type of brooch did he have on? He had on a butterfly brooch, and everyone knows that butterflies are my favorite animal, and if you say butterflies are not an animal, I kind of agree with you, but I do agree, but I don't really have a favorite animal because I honestly am not an animal person. Like, yeah, I love dogs and I wish I had like a small dog that I could just like talk to and share all my problems with. Like, can you imagine me just talking to a dog being like, and Kathy said this and it just got me so mad. And then she tweeted, like, you could just picture me talking to a dog right now. And like the dog just like, what the heck is my owner doing right now? Like, honestly, I just want to go like lick myself and pee in the backyard. So basically, that's that. But butterflies are literally so gorgeous. I love them so much. Some people are actually afraid of butterflies, and I get why, because they are a little bit creepy. But I do love them. So Ansel definitely rocked my world with that. And then his shoes. So it was actually very hard to find out who designed his outfit. So if it's not Tom Ford, please don't come at me. But it was really hard, and that was the first, like, that wasn't the first, but I definitely went on, like, at least 5 sites. And on, like, the 5th one, it finally said Tom Ford, and I was like, I'm just gonna go with that, because he didn't get interviewed. I only watched E! For interviews, and he wasn't interviewed, so he was presenting, he wasn't in anything, and his shoes, I could not find the designer. I looked everywhere, I couldn't find it, but the navy matches perfectly, so I'm assuming that Tom Ford also made the shoes, because he does do shoes, I'm pretty sure, so I wouldn't be surprised, and it's very hard to match perfectly a color in general, especially if you're going from different designers. And there is one look specifically that I think did not match very well. And so his shoes match the tux very well, because especially with velvet too, in one light they could look identical, but then once you put it in the bright light with like ring lights everywhere and the sunlight everywhere, the way the light will hit the shoe and the way the light will hit the fabric in general is very different. They could look like two different colors, like on the spectrum. Like, one can look more black, one can honestly look more like light blue. It's a mess. I mean, I'm obviously over exaggerating, but you get my point. So the way that the light hits, it could definitely be very not a cute look. So I definitely live for this look. And I think that he just looked so sleek and so perfect. And actually, the biggest talk of the town whenever I was reading, everyone mostly commented on his makeup. If you zoom in closely to his hands, you'll see he has clean white nail polish on, and I need to get my nails done. So Ansel, can we please go get our nails done together? And he's wearing like a liquid eyeshadow sparkle kind of thing in the corner of his eyes. Live for that look too. I love sparkles. Everyone knows that. And I love the Stila liquid eyeshadow sparkle thing. I get it at Sephora at like the beauty bar. And he looks great. I didn't even notice it until you zoomed in and people had like profile pics of him. And that's how I saw it. So that was mostly the talk of the town. And people said that he's actually been trying to experiment with makeup. And I think that the way he did it was so subtle, but yet it looked so good and so clean to still give off a masculine look. But overall, Ansel, I'll give you literally a 10 out of 10. You were great. You look great. You're always looking on point. So let's continue. Let's go. Okay. Joey King. She was actually nominated for her show, The Act. And I think it's amazing. She's breaking off from the little teeny bopper, you know, kissing booth kind of look. And her dress was by Iris Van Herpen. And let me tell you, this was definitely a statement, and I'm here for it. It was honestly a work of art. If you look at it, you see just like the ruffles everywhere, and it looks so good and so clean. And it honestly, it's very hard to do a very geometric type of dress, especially on a smaller girl, because she's very tiny, very petite. And it can make her look bigger. And honestly, I think it just accentuates her curves perfectly. And it gives her definite volume and definite shape. And it looks so beyond good. I'm also a girl that loves pleats. And I love how it's three-dimensional. I like things that move and have breath. So the dress definitely gave that to me. And the way she accessorized it was almost perfect with her Jimmy Choo heels, which actually I live for. That wasn't the part I'm talking about. Almost, the Jimmy Choos were so cute. They were a satin with a little tiny, very tiny, if you zoom in on her picture, you'll see like kind of a crystal it's the fabric around her ankle, or like the part around your ankle, and I'm just blanking on that part of the shoe. Strap. How did I forget a strap? Okay, it's Friday. It's been a long day. So basically, it was perfect. The shoes, I could not pick a better shoe. I would not pick an open toe shoe for this. So, and I would definitely pick a pointed shoe for this, for sure. Everything's very flowy, very breathy. If you had something else rounded, it could definitely, I can't even picture it. I'm trying to picture it. It just does not look good. So I think the way that the shoe and the dress is perfect. The earrings are so beautiful too. I'm pretty sure they're Harry Winston. That also took a lot of research. And the only thing that I feel like the outfit is missing, beyond it's like definitely gorgeous, but I think it could have used one more piece of jewelry. Definitely not a necklace, by the way. The dress drapes off of her neck in a turtleneck kind of shape. But I think that she could have used, for sure, maybe a tiny, tiny, tiny tennis bracelet, like a diamond tennis bracelet, but very small. I feel like it could have just made the look, and maybe a couple rings could have done it. Because again, I'm the type of person that just likes to fill to the max. But other than that, I think it's great. I'd give it a 9 out of 10. This is definitely one of my favorites. I think, for sure, Billy, Ansel, and Joey are probably my favorites, my top three. And I think that she looks fantastic, but no, I'm giving it a 9 out of 10 because I do think that it could have used a little bit more jewelry and a little bit on, I think a tennis bracelet would have done better than a ring, but I feel like if you do a tennis bracelet on one wrist and then like a ring on the other hand, it could have just made the outfit. So definitely Joey, like, stepping it up, you know. I just want to do a side note. Timothée Chalamet was not at the Golden Globes this year, and this is last year. This was when he had his iconic fashion breakthrough moment where people are like, okay, we're watching you now. And he wore his iconic all black pant, like dress pant and button down with the beaded Louis Vuitton harness made by Virgil Abloh. And that outfit, I don't know if I've ever said it on the show, but I've done so much research just about the outfit alone because I'm a literal fangirl. And apparently he just discussed that on text message with Virgil, which like is crazy to me. He doesn't have a stylist, and he literally texted Virgil Abloh, or Virgil Abloh texted him. It was like, hey, you like this, want to wear this to the Golden Globes? And he probably was like, sure, and let's do this. It just blows my mind. So I'm very sad, Timothy, if you're listening to this, I'm very mad at you. Still love you. Okay, so don't come at me if I pronounce her name wrong. She was the lead in Little Women, which I saw over break, which I'll definitely do a review on that at some other point. I'll definitely do break and resolution episode next time, but I definitely wanted to get to this first. So, Saoirse Ronan, she was the lead in Lady Bird and Again, if I butchered her name, please don't get mad at me. And this dress was made by Celine, and the jewelry was Swarovski or Atelier Swarovski, and shoes were not discussed. And I loved her. She's a queen. She was in Lady Bird too. The only thing I feel like she could have done better. I definitely think this dress has been done before, but she looks great in everything. And again, it's so sparkly, so I had to include it. But overall, I'll give her a 7 out of 10. The Naked Illusion's pretty cool. But again, it's been done. And I feel like she's so thin that I feel like this dress made her look a little bit broader than she actually is. So 7 out of 10, but I felt like I had to snip that in. Kerry Washington, let's talk about this. It's honestly very controversial. Some people really like it and some people really don't. And I'm honestly in that gray area where I'm trying to see where we could have gone. But honestly, now looking at it again, I'm kind of more leaning towards not really in love with it. She wore a blazer with a detailed satin maxi skirt with a rhinestone chain by Altuzarra. Shoes were by Magda Butum, and her earrings were Marley New York. And I think, I honestly was surprised it wasn't a Gucci look. It looks very, very Gucci. So I definitely am not a fan of that I feel like the brand is kind of like clashing. However, I think she looks stunning. You know, she's a very pretty woman. But I definitely, she's very conservative. And I feel like this is a look that you could see on J-Lo. And I couldn't necessarily see it on her. It definitely just, it just isn't giving it to me. It really isn't. The chain is just, it's really weird. It's really not my favorite. So I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. But I don't hate it. Like, I see the concept. And I think the concept's really cool of having, like, kind of a chain maxi skirt. I don't know if the blazer is attached or not. I thought it was attached at first. Or maybe it was over it. I don't really know. I definitely think it's a cool concept. But I don't think that it was executed as well as it could be. I feel like this would have looked much better on a paler looking person like Saoirse Ronan. I think she would have looked so good in this look, and I feel like Kerry Washington could have worn her look so much better. So honestly, if they switched, because Saoirse is such a pale person, that the black would have just looked stunning with her blonde hair, and then put in a colorful shoe. And I think that the Naked Illusion dress on Saoirse would have looked so good on Kerry Washington, as it is a lighter color, as well as it'll just shine everywhere. So I think they should have done a dress swap. So I'm giving this a 5 out of 10. But if it was on Saoirse, I think I would have given it an 8 out of 10. I think it would have been up there. Next, we have Jennifer Aniston. I love her, okay? I learn her, live her, love her. I'm a huge Friends fan. So I think Aniston is definitely queen. However, this look, it's been done before. Everyone was making a big deal how it took Dior, apparently, 200 hours to make. And I honestly, it doesn't look it. It really doesn't. I feel like I could find this dress definitely in the department store, or like at least Bergdorf's. You know, maybe a higher end department store, like Bergdorf's or Saks or Neiman's. But definitely, I'm not a huge fan of it. I think it could have used a colorful belt and colorful jewelry. Again, Aniston, it's such a beautiful woman. She has such a great body that this dress, I feel like, hides it for sure. And the hair looks like her normal hair. Looks like she honestly did the hair herself. I'm not gonna lie, it looks like a blowout that you got like curls done, and then like the curls fell out, and it just kind of looks like wavy now. It really is not that amazing. I think the dress has for sure been done before, as I said, and I just think it's not special enough. I feel like it definitely just wasn't really anything. But the jewelry was really what was most talked about for her look, which was a Cartier archive of, it's called like the double swag necklace. And according to tomandcountry.com, the necklace has been a similar style to the Cartier piece Prince Rainer bought for Grace Kelly on their wedding day in 1956, I'm pretty sure. And I honestly, looking at the two together, they really don't look that similar, except for the fact that they're both doubled. And then now for our last look, we're going to go to J-Lo. And I'm honestly going to go into this really fast. It's horrible. I love Valentino. Everyone knows I'm a huge Valentino fan. The jewels were by Harry Winston, which we love because, you know, Gossip Girl. And the hair was horrible. The hair literally looks like she put her hair in a bun, like her actual hair, put it in a tiny bun, and then took literally one of those, like, hollow buns that you could buy on Amazon that's, like, braided and looks like she just stuck it in her hair. I think the hair is horrible. I think a long braid, like, braid ponytail moment could have been done for this. And the dress looks like a holiday Barbie that I had. So, I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10. I'm pretty sure I still have the holiday Barbie that she copied this look for. And I can get it if it was around the holidays, but this is past the holidays. And I feel like once it's past Christmas, in between Christmas and New Year's, is like that weird in between. And then after New Year's, like, you have to take down your lights. And she obviously did not take down her lights. So, I definitely give this look a 3 out of 10. And Aniston's look, I give a 4 out of 10. Just because, again, I love her. The jewelry is very great. And very great. The jewelry is beautiful. And I definitely, it was her signature look and whatever. But I think that the dress has been done before. And I think that it was, to be honest, very unspecial. Then lastly, we're going to go to Awkwafina, who also wore a Dior dress. It was haute couture with Stuart Weitzman shoes. And honestly, I don't like Stuart Weitzman shoes. I think once he went into department stores, his shoes got a lot cheaper in quality and not in price. Jewelry was Forever Mark, and the clutch was Jimmy Choo. And I actually live for the clutch because Alexander McQueen and a bunch of other designers are starting to do kind of a bracelet or a really cool way to wear a clutch where they'll have like an insert where you should put your hand as a ring, or I've seen it as like a bracelet, like a cuff, and I've seen it honestly as like a motorcycle glove. They're so cool. Intermix, I know for sure, has sold a bunch of those, so if you're really curious about what I'm looking at, sorry I'm rushing, but I'm running out of time. Go on intermix.com and look up, check them out. They're really cool. And basically, Awkwafina's look, I give an 8 out of 10. I think that this is the look that kind of was more of a feminine version. Getting back to Awkwafina's look, so she was the one that I was talking about that did a look kind of like Billy Porter's, where it was definitely a more calm down of a suit dress, but I could definitely see the resemblance as she wore, it looks like she wore a black blazer over a skirt, like a dress, which looked kind of like a skirt and a top, again, by Dior. And I love the top. I'd wear it all the time. The skirt, I mean, it's a little bland, I'm not gonna lie. It definitely needed a hem. I don't think that the hem was perfect, but it definitely was good. It's definitely to her brand. And again, the clutch, I'm obsessed with. I think that's my favorite part of the look. And I think that this look definitely was cute. I think it's more of a New York Fashion Week sort of look. Maybe if it wasn't, it looks like a taffeta, honestly, as the skirt material. So I definitely think this, without, if you maybe did a silk or a lighter, flowier fabric, it definitely would have been better if you would wear that to New York Fashion Week. But this particular type of look is more of a Fashion Week look than Paris Fashion Week, you know, New York Fashion Week. I think I don't know if there's like a Japan Fashion Week, Tokyo, Harajuku, but definitely more of like a fashion event than an awards show. I definitely was not expecting a look like this, and I think that it honestly swallows her up for this particular event where people go really out and all out, and I feel like this is honestly a very reserved look. If she, again, she went for that mood and look, go for her. She did a great job. However, I think that if she did a lighter skirt and wore it to a Fashion Week tour event, I think this type of look would have looked better. But 8 out of 10, I love it. It's a great one, and I hope she liked it. I think a lot of people liked it. It was definitely on like the best dress list on a lot of websites. Now, my last but certainly not least is probably up there with J-Lo. I don't know if I hate this look a little bit more than J-Lo's, just because J-Lo's I do have on a holiday Barbie doll, so I guess I'm impartial. But Kate Blanchett, she wore a dress by Mary, I'm trying to like read the name, Katrin Sue. I'm so bad at names, everyone knows that. And the shoes were Stuart Weitzman. I again don't like Stuart Weitzman. I think that his shoes are cheap and I don't really particularly like them. If you like them, go for you. They also don't feel that comfortable for me. I wore them all the time when I was younger, in the kids line I would wear them all the time, but that was also again before he went into department stores. And now I feel like once he went into department stores, he definitely got the quality got a lot cheaper. But go for him. I think that he should charge a lesser price if he's gonna do cheaper shoes. I mean, obviously for this event he's obviously gonna put like the old methods to it, but the look alone was horrible. So I will give my loves about this look first. I love the bolero kind of look. I don't know if it's a bolero. I don't know if it's sleeves. I don't know what it is. But the pleating on that was so beautiful. It's light. It's fluffy. It's airy. But that's the only part that I like about it. I don't like this color on her. I think that this color would have looked so much better on a darker skin tone. She's so pale. It honestly washes her out. And she's blonde. If you're tan, blonde, and wear yellow, that's a look. But you have to have, like, the golden yellow. She's more of, like, the brownish yellow type of blonde. So, I'm not really a fan of the color on her. I think that the color, like, a red would have looked great on her. Or even, like, an emerald green would have looked stunning. Even, honestly, like, a slate gray or, like, a blue, a powder blue gray kind of look. Kind of like the bodice that she has, like, the barely any fabric that she has on that bodice. That color as the whole dress would have looked, honestly, so much better. But she's also not a young lady. And, you know, she's definitely an older woman, which, again, we live, we love. But I don't think that this look really did it for her. I think that it looks, honestly, like the bodice was cut and pasted onto her and taped onto her. You know, like, if you ever, at camp, for example, we've done, like, mummy challenges and stuff like that, and you would like take rip off stuff, like, you know, you tack that on people, or like, you honestly, looks like she took fabric, the designer took fabric, cut it up, put like stones on it, and then taped it to her. And no tea, no shade, just facts. It's literally what it looks like. And it's honestly, it's really not flattering on top. It makes her look much more flat chested. I mean, she already is very flat chested, but I don't think that it really, it's not flattering. But the, again, the bolero is gorgeous. I love that part of it, but the white just wasn't it. And if there wasn't a bolero, it would look honestly like it was from promgirl.com. and I'm not gonna lie, I don't like that look where the bodice like stops right under the boobs and then it goes down. It wasn't a strong look, to say the least. And I think that it did have a lot of potential, but it wasn't giving me what I wanted. And then again, going back to Ansel's point that I made, that if you're gonna do something with a matching shoe of the same color, you have to do the exact same color, or at least a color that was in the outfit. And Ansel's, again, went perfectly. Stuart Weitzman decided to put gold with yellow, and it works sometimes, but there's no gold on the dress. It's all silver beading, and the gold shoe is so distracting that she's lucky that that hemline basically covered the whole shoe except for one tiny little part. I really don't. I think the sleeves had so much potential, but the dress was a cop-out. The shoes, the color, it's not working for me at all. And I feel bad, you know, like, because a lot of people, again, these are my opinions. The program you're listening to may contain language or material that may be considered offensive. The views are expressed of the DJ. I'm the DJ. And not necessarily those of WDOT or the WDOT station members. We therefore carefully advise you to consider whether you or your children should be listening. And these are my opinions, but everyone out there has different opinions, you know? And with these awards, so don't come at me when I don't like this look, because honestly, I really don't. And she, again, is such a beautiful woman that I don't know why she would put herself in this look, to be quite honest. I feel like I'm going a little harsh. And again, I do like some aspects, and I'm only being tough on her, tough on this outfit, just because, again, I feel like she had so much potential. She's worn great stuff to other award shows, and I honestly was very disappointed with this look. But the detailing on the, I'm going to call it a bolero sleeve. The bolero sleeves are definitely great. I love that type of pleating. I think it makes it so light and airy. I love that in skirts. I love it. It moves around really well. but the top is just not, it's not working for me. And then the way the bottom cuts, it's just not working for me. But I mean, she could wear anything, therefore it does actually look kind of good on her. But it, if you're looking at it, I'm trying to look at it on like a, like if I saw it on a mannequin, this is not what I would go for personally. But you know, she does her and I do me, and that's about that. So definitely though, if you should take one takeaway from this is honestly gonna be the PSA. If you're gonna do shoes with the dress and try to do the same color, it has to be the same exact material and same exact color, not even a shade off, because you can notice it. And obviously she's a couple shades off and it doesn't look that good. So my top three looks, as I said before, were definitely Ansel's, Billy's, and Joey. I think my two least favorite were honestly J-Lo and Kate Blanchett. But overall, I mean, it was a great year. I wish that Timothy was there, and I was disappointed because I looked up his look so many times and he wasn't there. But happy birthday, Timothy Chalamet, because you turned 24 on the day that I saw A Little Woman, which I did not plan. Shocking. So I love you all. I hope we could do more of these. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I tried doing something a little bit different, new. But get ready for a whole new year of craziness. I have so much planned. I have so many goals for myself, and I have just so many ideas for the show. We're gonna take it off. We're just gonna live our life to the best and the fullest. And again, all the looks weren't bad. Okay, it's very hard to pick out a look. Like, there was no one look that I was just like, oh my god, that's horrendous. No, there was not one look that was like that. Honestly, J-Lo's wasn't even like that, because I have a holiday Barbie like that. The only thing that I had a problem with was the hair. Jennifer Aniston, I've seen you do other things, and obviously I've seen this look before. And Kate Blanchett, I really did not like the look. But that's compared to other people. Like, that's compared to the best of the best. You know, obviously, if I saw that look, honestly, I would have liked that look if I was, like, 10 again. Because that's like the look that I liked when I was then. But now I'm more into a reserved Billy Porter, Awkwafina look. And again, Kate Blanchett's wasn't bad in the grand scheme of things. It just wasn't something that I personally was living for out of all the looks that we saw on the carpet. And it was very hard, honestly, going on countless websites, because I did not see her interview. So it was hard going on countless websites, seeing everyone's look and trying to pick out bad ones, because honestly, people want to hear opinions, and I'm going to give you an opinion. All right, I'm M Time on the Air. We're going to see you this year. It's going to be a really great year. Let's do it. Let's give the motivation. Let's get that blood pumping. I've been exercising every day, and honestly, I feel so amazing. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I have so much energy, so let's go. Come on. We're on M Time on WDOT in Port Washington. Laters, we out. And by the way, listen to Fashionista on Jimmy James. Fashionista by Jimmy James if you want to be into drag, because that's what happened to me. But only if you want to. All right, bye. Love you all. Mwah.